Welcome to my castle life with the American Prince Charles III. The drawbridge is down for all those to walk across the moat and enter into a kingdom of fun, reenactments, and exciting entertainment topics. Behind this fortress, get the latest updates on how to write a story, plotting, creating new and exciting characters, building dramatic situations, and formatting your story structure, knowing the rules, and when and how to break them.
Sorry, Charlie, I digress.
Don't wake the dragon! But in case you do, get your crossbows ready. Aim, pull back, and shoot! And now, as we catapult into the show, he will never let chivalry die. Here's the American Prince Charles III!
And I'm the American Prince Charles III. I want to welcome you to the show today, right here, My Castle Life. You have a lot of people out there that are just waking up or going to bed, some people that are working night shifts and so forth. I want to thank you guys for tuning in right here, My Castle Life. On the line today, we have Pilo and Callie. Pilo, what's going on with you today?
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm right here, just waking up. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's 86 degrees and
86 degrees.
It's 86 degrees right now. It's beautiful right now.
That is. That's great weather. That's the sort of weather that we wish we can always have there in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, when I was out there about 2 weeks ago, I saw temperatures in excess of 116 degrees. And
very hot.
It is hot. Yeah. It's hot enough to actually fry an egg. I really can tell you that. Have I ever tried to do that? I know, I don't think I have, but I tell you, it's hot. And I another thing I have to say is I heard that you guys had a quite spectacular lightning show last night.
Definitely, for like 2 days straight, it was like lightning in the sky, very like loud bangs.
The thunder was banging, man. And the lightning was flashing. Woke everybody up ahead. Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was very, very different, you know?
Yeah, you don't get that too often out there in Henderson, Nevada, and Flagstaff, Arizona, and, you know, all those beautiful areas, Las Vegas, all that areas off in there. It's just beautiful. So I know today is, it's interesting considering everything that's going on in the news. But before I get going with the news, I want to give a shout out to all those people who are tuning in to My Castle Life platforms, whether you're listening to My Castle Life, Deja Vu, The Veterans Depot, you know, it's Darlings Do Die. You know, we appreciate you guys taking the opportunity to tune in to us and give us feedback. Send them emails to mycastlelifenow@gmail.com. That's mycastlelifenow@gmail.com. I want to thank all you guys for reaching out to us, and it's very important to give you guys the credit, because without you, we are nothing, literally. Also, I want to thank a lot of people that are listening to us from Cliche France, from Venezuela, from El Salvador, from Mississippi, from New Orleans. Absolutely, Colombia, France, different parts of France, I would say, United Kingdom, Russia, Paris. I had a person there send an email to me that they were just very, very happy to hear the show. It lifted their days. A good friend of mine in Ohio, he said the show that we did, the very last one, actually, it was really good for him, and it lifted his spirits out there in Ohio. I want to give a shout out to those in Arkansas and California and Nevada, and I can go on and on and on, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we can go on and on.
Thank you guys for tuning in out there in New York and Florida, and I just want to say thank you guys, Atlanta, Georgia. So today, I want to kind of ping on the news. I don't like negative vibes. You know, I tell you in a heartbeat, if I have people around me that are negative, the first thing I do, I kind of distance myself from them.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's hard sometimes when you have to distance yourself from friends and even sometimes family. we all have issues where, you know, we have people who want to impose a little bit. But, you know, what do you do? I have a question. What do you do when you're in a situation and you're trying to distance yourself from the government, right? And yeah. Are you trying to make the government hear your plea, you know? So
definitely.
I think Colombia, what's going on there in Cuba, I'm sorry, not Colombia, Cuba, it's really, really interesting. What is your take on that, Pilo?
Well, it's, I believe, you know, Cubans been, you know, going through this over 62 years of depression. You know, the government, you know, it's just real bad. And the people just got tired of everything and start going right. to the streets and protesting for a better change, for freedom.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong for freedom. You know what I mean? I think, you know, everybody deserves freedom. And,
absolutely.
And so they started hashtagging SOS free, Cuba.
Right.
So when everybody, you know, sees that, you know what I mean? I saw it.
So now
I got a lot of friends.
You're saying hashtag?
Hashtag SOS Cuba.
Okay.
And they started putting pictures and people, you know, it's going real bad over there. You know what I mean?
Well, let me say, for right now, I've seen that. I'm just checking the news right now, courtesy of BBC, BBC News here. And one man has died in Cuba, and more than 140 have been arrested or reported as missing during the RAD demonstrations against its communist government. You know, anytime you have a government that's kind of leaning towards being a communist dictatorship sort of thing, you have to raise your eyebrows and say, wait, what direction do we really want to go in life? You know, are we looking for something that's going to prosper the country? Are we going down a path that a lot of people cannot follow? I think what's happening, what I feel, the communists have lost control. I think that it's just as plain as daylight, the disturbances that you're seeing there in the neighborhoods, you know, in Havana, especially like on Monday, you know, it was really, really disturbing on many levels, you know, and I got a lot of emails asking me, hey, what do you guys think about what's happening in Cuba? And I said, well, you know, I don't really know. I'm going to talk to Pilo and Callie because, you know, you're Spanish descent. And I just want to kind of get Latin descent. I wanted to get your take on it, you know?
Well, you know, I'm Central American. I was born in California. And when I came to Las Vegas for the first time, a lot of Cubans, some of my friends are Cuban and gave me their hand and very kind people, man.
Right.
Very loving people. And, you know, when this situation is happening right now, you know, they're asking for help. They're asking for hashtag. They're asking to share.
Well, they're asking for help. Let's kind of, so we hear everyone is saying they're asking for help. They're asking for this and hashtag this. And what is it they're looking for? Cause I could tell you what I have heard. Let me just say what I've heard.
So,
want to go first? Or you go.
I can go first. So, I think the reason why they share this and share that because the government in Cuba, the media is shut down. The powers are shutting down.
Okay, everything, so they're doing that to restrict the internet access so people cannot really see what's happening over there.
Correct. And, right. and then they want people to hear their voice and not be like, keep them quiet. So,
okay.
You know, yesterday they had a rally in Las Vegas, all over the United States, Miami and Las Vegas and other states are, the Cubans are, not only Cubans, also Central Americans and all Hispanics are hearing the cry.
So they're rallying together for a cause, basically
correct.
What's happening. So, you know, they took to the streets in protest over food and medicine shortages, price
correct.
Hikes, you know, the government handling of even COVID-19, you know,
a lot of people are dying.
A lot of people are dying over there, and this, and just the whole way that they feel they're being treated. So it puts a economic suffocation, if you will. It's kind of choking off not only the people, but the powers that be, that, you know, now I know that Cuba or the government is blaming the United States and its economic sanctions, right, for the protests and Cuba's wider problems. There are a lot of them are blaming the Americans for that, or the United States, not necessarily the Americans, but the United States. And, you know, President Biden has been addressing it, and he's looking into it, and he has begun to speak out against it. And I just want to know, I've never been over to Cuba. Now, I did take a trip to Key West, Florida, when I was, let's see what year it was. I think it was year 2002. I was in the Navy, and I was stationed in Washington State. And we had flown down to, we had flown over to Virginia, I believe it was. And then we flew over to San Diego, and we were going to take a ship out. And so what the ship did, we ended up landing in Miami, right? And we took a tour from Miami to Key West, Florida. And there was a bus ride. I forget the distance. It was a nice little ride. I went to sleep on the bus. But when I got to Key West, Florida, that night was so beautiful. It was not a cloud in the sky, and the stars were just very, very bright. And I tell you, you can look across the ocean. I was at mile marker zero. That's, if you Google mile marker zero in Key West, Florida, you'll see where I was. It's like a little monument that's painted, and it has mile marker zero. That's the first, you write that zero when you're coming from Cuba to America. When you step foot right there, you're at mile marker zero. Then you go first mile, second mile, on up. How many miles it takes you to get to wherever you're going to go in America, right? Well, that night, I can look right across the ocean and see the lights of Cuba right there.
Wow.
And it was just as if I can pick up a rock, and if I had the arm of an athlete, throw it into another country. Yeah. You know, so it was very, very magical. It was beautiful. And I have to say, I don't quite understand what's happening with the government there. And I just know that it's always been more of a communist sort of control country. Yeah. And a lot of the people have spoken. They are calling out for help, and they are thirsty for a new beginning, a new change of life. And so that's why I wanted to just say, I wanted to say to all of those that this show has fallen on the ears of, that I think we need to definitely keep their cause in our prayers, because for me, I hate to see anyone suffer. I don't know. Sure. Everyone is different, but Charles, the American Prince here, I do not like to see anyone in pain. I don't want to see anyone suffer needlessly, you know. Yeah. And I think when countries restrict their people to a point where they don't have modern cars, they don't have the latest technology, they're restricting the internet access.
They can't even eat meat.
Something as simple as chicken, baked, fried, you name it. Can't even get barbecue chicken, one of my favorites. You can't even do it. So
you get arrested. Yeah.
Something needs to perhaps be changed. And I don't have the answer. I don't, or the answers, but I do hear the rally cry of a people. And here at My Castle Life, I wanted to answer the calls from all of the fans that are sending out emails to us about this. And I just felt that it's something that not only this platform needs to kind of address. I think anyone anyone with the platform or platforms need to kind of chime in and voice your concerns, voice your thoughts. You know, do you think it's fair what they're doing, the government, or do you think it's wrong with the government, you know, is doing? So regardless, let people hear your version, your side of it, because people are listening and they are wanting feedback from it. So if you could change one thing, Pablo, about Cuba's situation, what would it be?
Man, freedom, man.
Freedom.
You know? Freedom. You know, and freedom of speech. You know, they're trying to quiet them. They're trying to stop them to speak their mind and see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely that. And I'm here for all my people, my Cuban friends, and all my prayers go to the Cubans. The only person that can help in this situation is only God. And definitely.
I think so. I think whenever you have exploding protests in progress, you know, that is something that we have to all stop and take a look to. You know, no one likes protests. No one likes to go out there and protest because it takes away from your time, your day, your energy. You know, you have other things perhaps you could do that's better than going out protesting. But, you know, simply put, things don't get changed until you protest or until you shed a light on the inequities, the, you know, things that can be changed. You work on it and you make sure people can see there is a problem. Because, you know, from whether it's policing in America, whether it's voting, whether it's Cuba, the situation going on there, whether it's high prices at the grocery stores, whether it's, you know, high prices at the dealerships for cars. So if you want to go purchase a car and the cost is just astronomical, what's causing these gas prices at the pumps? Why in the world out there in Los Angeles, people still paying $4 and something for gas, regular unleaded, you know, whether it's the cost of just buying cigarettes or a nice drink out with friends, a tour to take a flight, you know, the economics of this whole world, believe it or not, still lies within the power of the people. Because when the people say, we have had enough, we need prices to come down, they're up to way too high. You know, even for the rich people to start saying, wait, I'm rich and this is still expensive. You know, we have a problem. You know, so, because let's face it, rich people don't want to spend their money so they can stay rich. That's the secret, people. They want to stay rich, right? So you don't want to spend all the money you have on things that are, you know, used to be $15, now you're paying $30 for it. I mean, come on. So I hear their cries and I pray and hope that relief can come their way very soon. Pilo and Kel, I'm going to let you have the last word here and we'll wrap the show up.
Well, much love from Brother Pilo and Cali. Keep your head up, Cuba. We out here for you guys and we love you.
We love you guys. You be safe out there. I'm the American Prince Charles III. And you have been listening to My Castle Life. I want you guys to take care of yourselves. Remember, wash your hands, be safe out there, and always, always keep God first and never be afraid to be amazing.
Hear ye, hear ye, all royal subjects. You've been listening to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. We've come to the time of the day for the drawbridge to be raised, signaling the end of our show. Stay tuned for there's more to tell. Be honorable. Subscribe and click on the bell. And when there's news to be heard throughout the kingdom, you'll be the first we tell. Until then, farewell.